Deus in adiutorium meum intente, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sic erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou wisdom from on high, who orderest all things mightily, to us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou rod of Jesse free, thine own from Satan's tyranny, from depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory o'er the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. The Lord, the mighty God, will come forth from Zion to set his people free. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us, indeed we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord, the mighty God, will come forth from Zion to set his people free. I shall not cease to plead with God for Zion until he sends his Holy One in all his radiant beauty. If the Lord does not build the house, In vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest. You who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I shall not cease to plead with God for Zion, until he sends his Holy One in all his radiant beauty. The Spirit of the Lord rests upon me. He has sent me to preach his joyful message to the poor. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord rests upon me. He has sent me to preach his joyful message to the poor. We await the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will strengthen us to the end, so that we will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, and it was he who called us to fellowship with his Son. Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved.
Lord God of power and might.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Come and set us free, Lord God of power and might.
O monarchy of David. O royal power of Israel, controlling at your will the gate of heaven, come break down the prison walls of death for those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and lead your captive people into freedom. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo Salvatori meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes. Quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius in progenies et progenies, timensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordi sui. Deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles. Exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanis. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. O key of David, O royal power of Israel, controlling at your will the gate of heaven, come break down the prison walls of death for those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and lead your captive people into freedom. To Christ, our Lord and Redeemer, who will appear openly on the last day, let us joyfully pray. Come, Lord Jesus, our Redeemer and Lord, by your birth as a man you freed us from the yoke of the law. Complete in us the works of your loving kindness. From us you took whatever served your divinity. Give us whatever we need to serve you. Grant the desire we ask of you today. Inflame our hearts with the fire of your love. On earth we live with you by faith. In glory may we rejoice with you. Steep the souls of the faithful departed in the dew of your loving kindness. Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. O God, eternal majesty, whose ineffable word the Immaculate Virgin received through the message of an angel, and so became the dwelling place of divinity, filled with the light of the Holy Spirit, grant, we pray, that by your example we may in humility hold fast to your will. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen.